You're listening to FreeCR, 855M, your dial, freecr.org.au, streamed online and via the playback service. I'm going to go to some of the speeches and welcome from the dawn service this morning down at Camp Sovereignty. But yeah, this next little snippet is from Fane Garvey and Jaden Williams-Briggs at the dawn service this morning down at Camp Sovereignty.
Before we begin, I'd like to welcome Thane Garvey to give us a beautiful welcome to country.
Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to start off by first of all acknowledging my ancestors and my elders past and present. I also want to take the time to acknowledge everyone else that's coming out here today. It's a good show of faces. Today is a day of mourning, like Marcia said. And it's so important to remember that we come together in numbers and that creates strength. We stand in solidarity with each other, and that's something that we'll keep doing year on and year out. For us, Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung people, our boundary stretch from the Werribee River up to Mount Bulbul, across the Great Dividing Ranges and all the way back down to Morneale Creek. And our almighty creator and totem is Bundjil the Wedgetail Eagle. I want to pay respects and acknowledge all tribes that make up Kulin. I want to talk about the deep connection that we have with these lands, the sacredness of this spot in particular. I also want to acknowledge the fact that we do have many allies that have come out today to show solidarity with us mob, and that's important too. I think that on days like this, it is time to reflect on all the different things that have come at a massive, catastrophic, detrimental effect to our communities. And that started when colonisation first started. We have to remember the loss of culture. We mourn that, the disconnection that was forced upon us. Again, the rapes, the massacres, the hundreds of massacres that happened all over this continent. We need to remember that we come together because of the resilience that's been instilled within our people, the strength. For us mob, it's always been such an honour to host all the different people down here on country for dawn services, for Invasion Day rallies. And I want to say I'm very honoured and proud to be able to come up here and represent my people, from my elders that have raised me since I was young, like Auntie Joy, or other elders that I've looked up to, like Uncle Bill or Auntie Mandy. It's such an honour to be able to come out. And I made my way out from Hillsville this morning, so out from Corranderk, and I still remember some of the stories that we have from that space. The missions that were set up, the fact that we were fed more rations if we took on, you know, Christian names, the fact that our people have always had to fight for just any type of equality. We need to remember that as much as we are strong and as much as we will always stand up and come together and keep pushing through, that it's important to remember that the weight just shouldn't be left on Indigenous people to fix this mess. And that's why this country needs to start to wake up, and they need to come together, but they need to come to the table when it comes to us understanding and creating a new relationship for us all to move forward with a mutual understanding, I should say. But I will say, Wurundjeri, Wurundjeri, Baluk, Yemi, Kudibik, Wurundjeri Baluk, Wurundjeri Kerps, Narinik, Thane, Nungajin, which means you are almost welcome to the land of Wurundjeri people today. And welcome people, welcome friends. Again, my name is Thane, and I just want to say thank you for that as well. I've just written down a couple of little notes here that I wanted to make sure that I touched on today, because I didn't want to forget anything. I think that for us, we have days that we acknowledge things like Stolen Gen and Frontier Wars, and these days are the days that we come together, or days of mourning. But for us, that's every day. We deal with that every time we open social media and we see, you know, horrible comments, or every time we see, maybe for you it's a colonial building that reminds you of that, or maybe it's the Union Jack flag that reminds you of that every time you have to look at it, or maybe it's the national anthem. It's all these different things that are constant reminders that the only reason these things exist is because they tried to wipe us from these lands and they didn't succeed. And we still stand here in numbers today because of it. Because we know that it's our responsibility to keep walking in our elders' footsteps, carrying that load, because that is our responsibility. It's always been our responsibility to look after these lands, and we will not stop doing that because that is something that is sacred to us. That is it's our birthright. Custodianship is important. Carrying on what it is that our elders started here. And I don't mean just the things in recent times, you know, from a political perspective. I mean from the thousands of generations before that. But if you want to talk about more recent times, we have, you know, figures like William Barak. We have figures like William Cooper, who announced this day as a day of mourning in 1938. We have, you know, our political figures like Simon Wonga from Wadajeti Woiwurrung, people who helped to keep us alive, founded Corindoke Mission. We have sacred sites that stretch all over these lands, from the Sunbury Earth Rings to Mount William Axcrow to, you know, Yarra Bend. Should be known as Bitterang Bend. But these sites and these memories and the memories we're going to make moving forward for our younger generations are carried by all of us. And I want to thank all our elders that have passed down these knowledges, this passion and everything else that comes along with it, because without that we wouldn't have that next generation coming through. And now it is our responsibility to keep passing that on to our younger ones. So as we do come together to mourn, it's always so important to remember that we mourn for a purpose. And that's what that welcome's about. It's about respect and purpose. We come here to respect one another, to mourn with each other, but also to find strength. I think that's something that we will always continue to do. Again, I just want to say that it's so nice to see so many people out here this morning. I'm going to pass on now, but I just want to say thank you so much. And again, Wumanjika, welcome. And I hope you'll have a wonderful morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Boy Thane. You know, this morning, my role really is to just, help conduct the ceremony and provide space for these yarns. And it's so powerful to hear from our traditional owners. So I really give thanks to Wurundjeri for allowing us to conduct ceremony on this day. But also like to give thanks for, you know, them inviting their neighbouring traditional owners, Woonwurrung, as well. And I'd like to invite Jaden Williams to come up and also give his own welcome. Thank you.
Wawa Marambik Jaden Williams Briggs. Woman Jaka Marambik Big Bunwarang Nermder Barapton Arawillam. Welcome to this beautiful country, to the beautiful lands of the Bunwarang, land of the sacred rivers, the magical mountains, and the two great bays. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here in the dark, in the quiet, as the sun begins to rise. I welcome you to this place to this country and to this moment. I acknowledge my Bunwarang elders and ancestors, our closest neighbours, the Woiwurrung, and I acknowledge that this country we stand on holds memory, story, and spirit far older than any of us standing here today. Today is often called Invasion, Survival, or Australia Day. For our people, this is a day of deep mourning and remembering. I want to begin by taking us back to the very start of this historic day, when the ships arrived and the first colonisers stepped onto this land. They did not arrive to an empty place. They arrived into a living system, into a place that was already held, already governed, and already loved. There is a story told from those early days. When the ships first came to shore, they encountered Aboriginal children playing on the land. The crew offered them spoons, jumpers, and clothes. The children accepted them politely, and then they did something unexpected. They placed those items on a tree and continued to play. Not because they were ungrateful, because they already had everything they needed. Our people were not starving. We were not lost. We were not broken. We were among some of the happiest people on earth. For tens of thousands of years, our ancestors lived in deep relationship with country, with each other, and with the rhythms of life. We lived in a way that kept our nervous systems regulated, our communities connected, and our spirits strong. We moved with the seasons. We rested when it was time to rest. We gathered when it was time to gather. We listened, we watched, and we waited. Right now, we are in Balato Niwinye, one of the six Bunwarang seasons, the time of plenty of sun, a time of warmth, growth, and activity. But even the sun grows tired. Soon we move towards Wigabil Niwinye, Old Man's Sun, when the heat softens and the country invites us to slow down, to restore, and to repair. Our old people knew this. They did not live in constant urgency. They did not live in burnout. They did not live disconnected from their bodies, their breath, or their country beneath their feet. They carried a regulated nervous system, and they passed that wisdom down to us. Even after invasion, even after dispossession, even after removal, violence, and attempted erasure, that regulation, that love, and that magic did not disappear. It lives within us. It lives within country and within story. It lives in moments just like this, just before the sunrise, when everything goes quiet and we remember who we are. Today is not just about grief. It is about survival and resilience. It is a remembering that another way of living has always existed here. A way grounded in love, in awe, in wonder, and in belonging. On this day, I invite you to let this moment be a stabilizer. Let it be something your body remembers for the rest of the year. A reminder that we do not have to live disconnected, rushed, or afraid. That we can choose to walk with pride, with care, and with respect, and with country, just as our ancestors did for over 80,000 years. On behalf of the Bunwarang, I welcome you to this beautiful country. I welcome you to this shared story of survival, love, and connection. May we walk forward today with open hearts, slower breaths, and a deeper respect for wisdom and love that has always been here. Noongujin, on behalf of my ancestors, on behalf of the people that walked before me, on behalf of all that love and all that magic and all that wisdom, Woman Jaker, Merrim Big Big, Bunwarang, Nermde, Brabden, Arawillam.
We'll get another round of applause for both Jaden and Thane. I want their words to really resonate with you. You know, being here today is a chance for truth-telling and education. It's a very busy day today across the whole country of so-called Australia. But these words that you're just heard now and the dawn service you're witnessing now, I want this to stay with you and to start your day, to put you in good stead and remember just the cultural significance of what this day means to us as Aboriginal people. Seeing you all here in true allyship clearly demonstrates that you have that in your hearts and minds. So I ask that you continue to open up conversations and take what you learn from today, especially those strong, powerful words from both our traditional owner groups here in the Kulin Nation. Take them with you throughout today and help educate others as well.
All right, we're going to play some recordings from earlier today at the Dawn Ceremony. This one is the reading of the massacres.
Now, the next part of this morning's ceremony is something, well, what we're all here for as well. Dawn is breaking, and it's really important that we read these massacre cards and acknowledge what's listed here. But we also know that this is a very conservative list of the massacres that happened across so-called state of Victoria. So the next part of the ceremony, I'd like to invite all of my Aboriginal brothers and sisters to come up. If you'd like to come and read a place card, you can share reading some of the recorded massacres if you like. There's a few on here, so there's about two or three per page. You can come and read it together. And this is just for us as mob at the moment. And we'll also take a gum leaf, pop that on the fire and give ourselves a chance to have a cleanse as well. And then once that's done, I'll invite the rest of you to come and place a gum leaf. We'll have some volunteers actually hand them out in the crowd. And you are welcome to come and enjoy a cleansing too. And then once that part of the ceremony has finished, we'll invite Uncle Robbie Thorpe up to talk about the significance of Camp Sovereignty. And also really, you know, we've got this rock behind us, the resting place, and we haven't touched on that yet too. So it'll be powerful to hear from Uncle Robbie. But next up, yeah, if all my beautiful Aboriginal brothers and sisters want to come up, I'll share these place cards and we'll conduct the next part of the ceremony. This part is extremely sacred, just as everything else has been. The sun is rising and we ask you to bow your head in mourning as we read out these recorded massacres.
From the 1st of January, 1834, to the 31st of December, 1834. Convincing Ground, Portland Bay, and Dawood, Wadang, 20 were killed. Fast forward a couple of years to 16th of July, 1836. Mount Cottrell, where it'd be. Wadawang country, where 10 were killed.
The 1st of November, 1837, to the 30th of November, 1837. Mundi Massacre, Pyalong Station, Goulburn River, Tunnerong, 6 killed. 12th of April, 1838, Faithful Massacre, Benalla, Tunnerong, 1 killed.
First of June, 1838 to 31st of August, 1838, Darlington Station, Jarjar Warang, 13 killed. 1st of July, 1838 to 31st of July, 1838. Reservoir, Jarjar Warang, 10 killed.
1st of October 1838 to 31st of October 1838, murdering flat, Woolloorarang, Nunjanjali, 40 killed. 1st of February 1839 to 28th of February 1839, Maiden Hills, Jarjarang, 6 killed.
First of June 1838 to 30th of June 1838, Waterloo Plains, Jarjarang, 23 killed.
First of June 1838 to 30th of June 1838, Campaspe Plains, Jarjarang, 40 killed.
The 1st of January 1840 to the 31st of December 1840, Latrobe Valley, unknown, 20 killed.
The 8th of March 1840, Fighting in Hills, Najali, 41 killed. Ninth of June 1840, Campaspe, Jarjarang, Na Ilamarang, 7 killed. 11th of June 1840, Mount Rose, Jarwarang, Garwarang, 20 killed.
First of December 1839 to 31st of January 1840, Blood Hole, Jarjarang, 6 killed. 1st of January 1840 to 28th of February 1840, Tahara, Woolloorarang, 6 killed. August 1840 to the 20th of August 1840, Jarjarang, 23 killed. The 1st of October 1840 to 31st of October 1840, Bony Point, Gippsland, Gunai, Tatangulang, and Brakulang, 15 killed.
First of April 1840, Fighting Waterholes, Wallabarong, Nundajali, 20 killed.
1st of June 1840 to 30th of June 1840, Mustins, Jarwarang, Gairarang, 8 killed.
First of January 1841 to 31st of December 1841, Butchers Creek, Tatangulang, 30 killed. 1st of June 1841 to 30th of June 1841, Mount Surgeon Station, Jarjarang, 6 killed.
February 1842, Lubra Creek and Karamut Station, Gairarang, Jarjarang, 6 killed. 7th of August 1842, to 18th of August 1842, Umarella, Tatangulang, 6 killed.
First of October 1842 to 31st of October 1842 in Tyrone, Bigarong and Kunkabunut, 24 killed. And 1st of December 1842 to 31st of December 1842 in Holland's Landing, Tatangulang, 6 killed.
First of June 1839 to 30th November 1839, Chimney Pots, Jarjarang, Nundajali, 69 killed. First of October 1839 to 31st of October 1839, murdering gully. Jagat warang, kere warang, wirin gild na dalinung. 35 killed.
Same massacre, 1st of June 1841 to the 25th of July 1841, Woodlands, Nyanyanwarang, clan speaking people of the Japurong Nation, one of the Japurong dialects. 23rd of August 1841, Rufus River, Yuyu, Nyinjate, Marwa, 30 killed. And they're all survivors of the Black Holocaust.
First of September to the 10th of September, Fitzroy River, Dardwarang, 10 killed. First of September, 1843 to the 30th of September, 1843, Crawford River, Darug, Warang, Walarang, Warang, 9 killed.
First of July, 1843 to 31st of July, 1843, Warrigal Creek Mouth, Pratangalang, 25 killed. 15th of July, 1843 to 31st of July, 1843, Freshwater Creek, Gippsland, Pratangalang, 25 killed.
First of February, 1846, Loddon Junction, Wamba Wamba, my ancestors, 6 killed. First of August, 1846, to 2nd of August, 1846, Air River Estuary, Cape Otway, Garubanud, 8 killed.
First of February 1843, Imbama Lake, Barapa Barapa, Jabla Jabla, Yod Yoda, 26 killed. And also acknowledged similar year, 14th of December, we had 26 women and children killed in the Mora Lakes.
First of July 1847 to 31st of July 1847, Mount Nampier, Wallawarang, Jabarang, Garawarang, 30 killed. First of June 1848 to June 30th 1845, Beveridge Island, Wamba Wamba, Wadi Wabi, 47 killed, but we know there was way more than that. They like the numbers games.
First of November 1843 to 30th November 1843, Nananjali, Mandajali, 6 killed. First of November 1843 to 1st of June 1844, Tambo Crossing, Tatagalang, Brabalang, 70 killed.
December 1846, Snowy River, Tatangalang, Karatarangang, 15 killed. 1st of July 1847 to 31st of July 1847, Mount Eccles, Darawood, Rarang, 30 killed.
1st of January 1850 to 31st of December 1850, The Slaughterhouse, Tatangalang and Barakalang, 15 killed. 1st of January 1850 to the 31st of December 1850, Millie, Broadrib River, Crackalong, 15 killed. And there were thousands more that were killed.
We'll just take a moment, and we're actually going to have an extra minute of silence in honour of recognition for everyone, all those clans that were read out, but acknowledging that, as Uncle said and Auntie finished off, that that's very, very shy of what the truth is of the massacres that was conducted in this state of Victoria.
You've just been listening to the reading of the massacres from the Dawn service that happened down at Camp Sovereignty this morning. Coming up next, we've got some speeches from around the fire at the Dawn service. We've got some speeches from Uncle Robbie, Uncle Crow and Yaron.
Thanks, everyone. Such a beautiful sight here today. This really is a national day of mourning. Firstly, I want to acknowledge all our ancestors, people who have died along the way. It's very important to have a ceremony before we embark on things. It's so important. I want to acknowledge our elders, in particular Uncle Jim. It was 41 years ago when that rock there was placed after a struggle to get our people out of the Melbourne University as part of the eugenics program there and the museum. Still many of our people in these institutions, thousands of them actually, not just here in Victoria, but all around the world. This really is a day of mourning, a national day of mourning, right across the length and breadth of this land. I'm really proud that we're able to have this space to do that. Camp Sovereignty, it's been so important for us all, because it tells me that our culture is still alive, and this place has become a site that we've recreated, and that'll continue to happen. It's 256 years since Cook arrived on these shores. That's when that war begun. Then, 256 years. It's a long time, folks. We've survived. And by the looks of this, it can only grow stronger. I want to acknowledge the spirit of this land. This is the land under Bunjil, the Wedgetail Eagle, and Coonawarra the black swan, and Wah the crow, our totems. I want to acknowledge our children and our children's children. That's why we do things. We're creating a pathway for them. I want to say thank you to yous all today. I want to say thank you to the crew at Camp Sovereignty here. They've kept it going. Particularly Yaron and Crow. We plan to have more of these fires. Take them to country. So we've all got a space like this, all of our mobs. This is a way that we can revive our culture. We should have everyone, every one of our mobs across this state in particular, Victoria, they call Victoria, should have their own fire. Where we can acknowledge our ancestors, have a space to do business, to mourn our people. We need these spaces. It's a very important part of our world. This is the way we do things. And we're not going to go away. And we've survived the Holocaust, all of those massacre sites. They were the ones recorded by the perpetrators. You can just imagine how many more there is. We were a very healthy and robust society before colonialism. We want that restored. We want restitution. We want repatriation or rematriation. The land is our mother. We want all our people back. We want the genocide to stop today. And we can make this happen. This tells me that it can happen. Like I said, we're recreating sites. They'd written our people off. There's proof. This place will be here forever now. I'd like to thank Marcia and the crew that puts on the dawn service. Thank you, Marcia. Thanks for your persistence and determination to make this happen. And thanks everyone for coming today. You know, it's not easy to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it shows us the determination and the will that's there. You know, that tells me a lot. We've come a long way, our people. And we have a long way to go, but I really believe that we're on the pathway to all those things of restoring how we were before colonialism. And we're a beautiful culture here. We all know that. This is a beautiful country. And we want that respect. And thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Look, Uncle Robbie was saying this fire and we make things happen. And from Uncle and Auntie's work, Uncle Jim Berg and Auntie Marge Tucker, they're all repatriated bones here. And it's been a collective of years to make this place permanent. It's been a long battle, and finally we got some recognition. The fire is very powerful. It maintains our sovereignty. It's like our birthright. It's we're on the ground, feet on the ground. Whichever the wind blows and the fire, the wind and the air and the water, it's all connected. And the fire advanced us, just with man sitting and a stick and contemplating, and the fire come about. That preserved food, it increased our populations, And we shared that information with the world, what the fire taught us and the stick and the man sitting and contemplating. It's called First Learnings, pedagogy. And we shared that with the world, everything we learned with man sitting and a stick and a fire. All the possibilities you could do with a stick. All the possibilities of the fire, preserving food and increasing population and improving in our health. And the stick become a message stick, a passport, all over the country with trade. All that from just man sitting down and contemplating with a stick when God bundle created us and put us there and give us our nations. And that knowledge was shared all over the continent here and all over the world. The symbolism of that is in Egypt, the Americas, everywhere. Our first learnings we shared with the world. And they've dumbed us down, annihilated us with a Bible, with a sword, gun, and you know what else is putrid. That's how they colonize. Uncle Robbie, like Bundrell created him just for this work. He'll die doing it. And many like Uncle Robbie, many are like us. We got no choice in the matter. That's what we'll put here before, if we survive it. A lot of us don't survive the traumas. And the genocide and the frontier wars hasn't ended. As soon as they hit this shore, they haven't left. The frontier war has not ended. We're still survivors and we're remnants of that. 1770, Captain Cook released smallpox. 20 years come back, 90% of our population wiped out. Then come back again, 80-88, and wiped out 90% of that 10% left. We're resilient as ever. Well, anyway, this fire is our power, and we're going to light these fires along our song line, all in country, all in our song line to South Australia, Northern Territory, up top. But we're only just the Murray River. We're going all the wars, battles we got with corporations and multi-conglomerates and whatnot, and saving our sacred sites. So out of that has become the sacred fire fund. And I'll hand you over to Yaron and Uncle Robbie to speak about that, about keeping this fire burning and moving it along our song line and trade routes and dreaming trails, etc., to continue the battle of what's right and what's just. Because this country is a lie and they're living a lie. We're the truth and they don't like to face the truth. Oh, one of them now.
May pa wangan nutsung nyalmin kapunich. May pa wangan nutsung nyalmin kolak nyat karpunut kundichimara kirai warung tangerang japurung. Paying my respects to my ancestors resting here under the stone cairn. Pay deep honouring through this sacred fire. The land, the law of the land, sky and sea. And you're all witness and you're all participants in this sacred ceremony and take your place of belonging in our cultural restoration and survival and decolonization story. And this is where we need to start. Thank you, Marcia, and all the mob that were part of organising this.
coming together, united we stand. Just like to also share and pay my respects to my beautiful elders here by the fire. And I'd just like to share and back up what Uncle Crow said, that by this sacred fire we honour the law and the truth of our law and that unceded sovereignty. And that's how we honour these old people resting here, them kapalnich, them bones speak. They, along with us, are survivors of the Black Holocaust. Our ancestral spirits are all around us and are in all of the ancient elementals that help govern the law of this sacred land. And in honour of all of them magic people under the rock there, we would like to call on all of you to join the fight, join the land rights fight, and support the Sacred Fire Originals Fund. And we're talking about resource and blackfellas. We're not beggars on our own country. We're standing in our birthrights, and we need all of you to get behind bringing back that law and standing in that law together, where you all have a place of belonging, and so do all of your children. So we all have to safeguard, backing up what my sister said too about the water, the sacred water and the sacred lands. And we need to protect that and safeguard that for all of our children. And that's what our old people fought and died for. The legacy of our culture that is timeless, priceless, and lives in every single one of us, First Nations descendants of, you know, the warriors that fought the frontier wars. The frontier wars need to be acknowledged in this country. So we ask you, there'll be people walking around with little support buckets, and we ask you to dig deep from your heart. Me, I don't like talking about money, but here we are in 2026, and they cheat the game on our people, and they change the legislation and the rules every time. That's the only way they can beat us, because our united strength in our old ways and our old people's law is something that is, you know, still a really big threat to this colony, and in the best way. As Brother Jaden mentioned, the knowledges, the deep magic and the unconditional love of our people and how that extends through us into our country, because we're not separate from that. So we move forward past the trauma, past the hurt, and bring that healing to the forefront. And yeah, we honour the First Peoples to take their place of belonging back on our countries. Wherever that sacred fire is lit up now along them song lines, we need everyone to get behind that. And thank you so much to Uncle Robbie, you know, from that mother fire there up in Canberra, up in Ngunnawal country there, all the way here. And I'd just like to pay my respects to the elders that have passed, that have been around this fire. Uncle Kev and his tree there. One special brother, Thorn, who was one of the fire keepers here. And one magic Uncle Dave. So I'd just like to acknowledge them and pay my deep respects to all them ancestors. And everyone in your tumtumpa, in your heartbeat. Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening today. You've been listening to 3CR's special Invasion Day broadcast. Thanks for tuning in.